欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们晚上的布道会。I'd
like to welcome all our friends who are here tonight to attend the evangelical service.
愿主耶稣的恩典与大家同在。May
the grace of our Lord Jesus be with everyone.
我们常常会觉得，要怎么来决定我要不要信耶稣？
We might have wondered, how do I make up my mind whether to believe in Jesus?
有一个很简单的方法。
There is a simple way.
就是我们比较信耶稣以后，跟没有信有什么不同。
We can compare the difference between the days after a person believes and before he believes.
如果信跟不信一样，那就这个信仰可有可无。
If there is no difference between believing and not believing, then this kind of faith is really dispensable.
但是如果信跟不信有很大的差别。
However, if there is a great difference between believing and not believing,
而且这个差别带给我们很多的好处,
and believing actually brings a lot of benefits,
而且这个好处是在主耶稣以外找不到的,
and these are benefits that you cannot find anywhere outside of Christ,
信耶稣就是我们应该走的一条路,
then the choice is obvious, which is to believe in Jesus.
今天晚上跟大家来思想, 主耶稣要给我们的平安。
This evening, I'd like you to ponder on the peace that Jesus wants to give to us.
我们看路加福音的第二章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
二章十节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 10.
那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。主耶稣出生的时候，天使在报佳音。
When the Lord Jesus was born, the angel announced this great news.
说是关乎万民的。
They said that these are good tidings which are for all people.
十一节。
Verse 11.
今天在大卫的城为你们生的救主就是主基督。
For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
我们再看 13节。
Verse 13.
忽然有一队天兵侍候。 天使赞美神说：“十四节，在至高之处荣耀归给神，在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。”
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
所以说，主耶稣出生，有天使在唱诗赞美神。
When the Lord Jesus was born, angels sang hymns praising God.
至高之处荣耀要归给神。
Glory to God in the highest.
那要借着主耶稣的降生，平安要归给他所喜悦的人。
Through the birth of Jesus Christ, peace on earth will be given to all men.
那经过30年以后，主耶稣出来传福音。
After 30 years, the Lord Jesus began to preach.
他就应许要给我们平安。
And he promised that he would give us peace.
我们看。 约翰福音16章
Please turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音16章
John chapter 16.
33节
Verse 33.
16章33节
16:33.
我将这事告诉你们，是要在你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
这里圣经说，在世界上有很多苦难。
The Bible tells us here that in the world we have many tribulations.
圣经说，我们一生是70岁。
The Bible also tells us that our lifespan is 70 years.
强壮是80岁。
And if we are strong, we can live till 80.
但是可以夸口的是劳苦愁烦。
But it's boasting. Is but toil and sorrow.
生活有很多的苦难。
Our lives are filled with sorrow.
但是主耶稣说，你们可以放心。
But the Lord Jesus tells us here that we can be of good cheer.
虽然生活有很多的苦难，但是他已经胜了世界。
Despite the many tribulations in life, He has overcome the world.
我们今天相信耶稣在主的里面有平安。
Today, those of us who believe in Jesus can experience this peace in Jesus.
那我们就从主耶稣传道理的时候来看，到底他给什么平安？
Let's look at the time when Jesus was preaching in the world, what peace did he give people?
那要得到这些平安，他是怎么得到的？
And how did individuals receive peace from Jesus?
我们来看几个例子。
Let's look at some examples.
路加福音的第八章。
Let's read Luke chapter 8.
四十八节。
Verse 48.
路加的第八章。
Luke chapter
8. 四十八节。
Verse 48.
耶稣对他说：“女儿，你的信救了你，你平平安安的去吧。”
And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace."
这里记载有一个女人，她有十二年的血漏。
This is the story of a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years.
她所有的钱都用光了。
She spent all her livelihood on doctors.
所有的医生都看过了。
She had visited all the doctors.
但是还是不能够得到医治。
But she could not find any healing.
这个女人已经到了人生的尽头。
She had reached the end of her ropes.
没有人拯救她，她也没有钱再去寻求拯救。
Nobody could help her, and she had no more money to seek help.
但是这是她寻求神的开始。
But this was the beginning of her seeking for God.
这是她得平安的开始。
This was the beginning of her true peace.
有时候我们在世界上太顺利。
Sometimes life is too smooth in this world.
我们觉得我不需要神。
And we think that we don't have a need for God.
我不需要神，我也活得很好。
Because life seems to go on fine without God.
所以有时候遇到困难，常常让我们思想人的有限。
That is why when we actually experience suffering, it is a time for us to realize our limitations.
当人觉得自己有限，就会去寻找神。
When we realize how limited we are, we begin to seek God.
那就是得恩典的开始。
That is the beginning of experiencing God's grace.
所以这里说，这个女人，四十四节说，来到耶稣的背后，摸他的衣裳、穗子，血肉立刻就止住了。
According to verse 44, this woman came from behind Jesus and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped.
那主耶稣就说，谁摸我？
And Jesus said, who touched me?
那很多人说，人很多，挤来挤去，不小心就靠到你了。
The multitude thronged and pressed Jesus, so it was natural.
所以四十六节，耶稣说，有人摸我，因为我觉得有能力从我身上出去。
46, but Jesus said, somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out of from me.
为什么这个女人12年的血漏可以得医治？
Why was this woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years healed?
因为主耶稣有能力从她的身上出去。
Because Jesus' power went out from him.
这个能力就是神的能力。
This was the power of God.
神的能力就是创造天地的能力。
God's power is the power with which he created the heavens and the earth.
是非常大的能力。
It was great power.
那神愿意把他的能力释放出去，这个就是神对这个女人的怜悯。
God was willing to release his power to heal this woman, and this showed his mercy towards her.
主耶稣说，信的人必有神迹奇事随着。
Jesus said, signs will follow those who believe.
医病赶鬼。
They'll be able to heal and cast out demons.
说按病人，病人就好了。
They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will be healed.
所以今天我们要得到神的恩典。
Today, if we want to receive God's grace,
如果我们肉体有病痛，没路可走，来找主耶稣。
If we have physical ailment and we cannot find help, we can come to Jesus.
那神就要给我们平安。
And God will give us peace.
我们教会有一个长老写了一本书，叫《亲眼见神》。
An elder in our church wrote a book called I Have Seen God With My Eyes.
就是在写他信主以后所经历的大大小小通过祷告得到的恩典。
He recorded all the special experiences he received after he believed in Jesus Christ, both great and small.
那他写这本书的目的就是希望那一些遇到困难的人也能够来学习这样靠神来得恩典。
He wrote this book so that those who have hardships and problems in their lives can also learn to trust in God and experience His grace.
所以我们在教会里面，差不多主耶稣行过的神迹，在教会都发生过。
If we read all the miracles recorded in the Bible, you can see that they've happened in the true Jesus Church.
但是要体验神迹有一个条件。
But there is a condition to experiencing miracles.
44节说，这个女人来到耶稣的背后摸他的衣裳。
Verse 44 says that this woman came from behind Jesus and touched the border of his garment.
我们想一个女人有十二年的血痘，要靠近主耶稣，何等的辛苦！
Just imagine how difficult it must have been for a woman with flow of blood for 12 years to come near Jesus.
她慢慢的走，一直靠近主耶稣。
She must have walked very slowly to approach Jesus.
她周围很多人，她要挤着进去。
She was in the middle of a great crowd, and she had to make her way through.
当她这么辛苦的靠近主耶稣，这个就是代表她的信心。还有他对主耶稣恩典的渴慕。
She struggled so hard just to reach Jesus, but that action shows how yearning she was for Jesus.
所以他病就好了。
Because of that, she was healed.
因此他说：“你的信救了你，你平平安安回去吧。”
That's why Jesus said, "Your faith has made you well. Go in peace."
所以在教会啊，很多人信主以后，确实有体会到神给他的肉体的平安。
In the True Jesus Church, indeed, there have been many.Whose physical ailments or sicknesses were healed because of faith in Jesus.
但是有的人虽然身体很好，因为我年纪很轻啊。
Some people have good health and they are young.
但是特别是来到美国，生活很多忧虑。
Yet they have many anxieties in life, especially when they move to America.
特别是为着生存，还有很多的压力。
Just to earn a living.They have to experience many types of pressure.
因为这个地方确实，我们所需要的费用相当的高。
Because the cost of living here is really high.
所以我们在忧虑生活，吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
We worry about our lives, what to eat, what to drink, and what to wear.
每天很辛苦，做完工作，我们倒在床上还会忧虑。
We work hard, and by the end of the day, after work, we lie in bed and still worry.
下个月的房租要怎么付？
We worry about how to pay next month's rent.
小孩子长大以后，教育的费用怎么办？
We worry about our children's education fees.
我们确实有很多的忧虑。
There are so many anxieties and worries.
那人一旦有忧虑，就没有平安。
When a person has worries, he loses peace.
平安就是表示没有忧虑。
Peace means having no worries.
没有害怕。
Having no fear.
我们看约翰福音十四章二十七节。
Please turn to John chapter 14, verse 27.
约翰福音十四章二十七节。
John chapter 14, verse 27.
我留下平安给你，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
主耶稣说，我赐的平安不像世人所赐的。
Jesus said that the peace he gives to us is not as the world gives.
世人所说的平安是什么都没有事情，这个叫做平安。
Peace defined by the world is having no troubles in life.
但是主耶稣的平安不是这样。
But this is not the peace Jesus wants to give to us.
是在很多动荡的环境当中，我们不会害怕，不会忧虑。
But rather, it is even in the midst of turmoil, we can still find stability and not worry.
那第一个我们需要的平安就是对生活的需要。我们没有忧虑。
So the first kind of peace is one where we are not anxious about our livelihood.
我们先看马太福音第六章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么穿什么喝什么。三十二节。
32.
这个都是外邦人所求的，你们需用这一切东西，你们天父是知道的。三十三节。
33.
你要先求他的国跟他的义，这个东西都要加给你。三十四节。
34.
所以不要忧虑因为明天自然有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就好了。
Therefore, do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? What shall we, or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?" For after all these things the Gentiles seek.For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
这段圣经在提到两种人。
There are two kinds of people in this passage.
一种人叫做外邦人。
The first are the Gentiles.
所以外邦人就是没有相信有神了。
They are those who do not believe in God.
跟神没有关系的。
Those who have no relationship with God.
那这种人呢，他的前途就是操在他自己的手里。
And for such people, they try to control their own future.
能力强的他不会忧虑，但是如果我们不是能力很强，我们会忧虑。
The capable ones may not need to worry, but those who are not as capable would worry.
但是另外一种人。
But the other type of people.
说你们的天父，他跟神是父子的关系。
They called God their heavenly father.
就是他有一位爱他的父亲。
In other words, they have a father who loved them.
这一位父亲就是天上的神。
This father is God, the God in heaven.
这个父亲是丰富的。
And this God is full of riches.
他知道我们的需要。
He knows our needs.
他也知道怎么来供给我们的需要。
And he knows how to provide for our needs.
他也能够供给我们的需要。
And he is able to provide for our needs.
所以在前面一段圣经他说，你们看飞鸟。
So in the previous passage, Jesus told us to look at the birds.
谁去养活他？
Who provide for them?
他也不种也不收。
They neither toil nor reap or gather into barns.
神养活他。
But the heavenly Father feeds them.
那我们在神的眼中比飞鸟更贵重。
We are so much more valuable. In the eyes of God than these birds.
所以我们来寻求神，跟神建立的关系，做我们应该做的，我们做不到的，神都会看顾。
So if we come to see God and establish a relationship with Him, we just need to do our part, and the rest God will take care of.
接下去就是百合花。
Jesus then talked about the lilies in the field.
开得多么漂亮。
He told us to look at how beautiful they are.
谁给他装饰呢？
Who adorn these lilies?
就是天上的神。
It is God.
我们比白花何等的贵重呢？
How much more valuable are we than lilies?
所以主耶稣用这个最简单的生活的例子来阐明最深奥的道理。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus used the simplest illustrations in life to expound on the most profound truths.
事实上，我们每一天的忧虑都是离不开生活的需要。
In fact, our everyday worries all revolve around our livelihood.
但是当我们来亲近神，
But when we come to draw close to God,
我们就体会到神带领我们进入平安的道路。
We can experience the guiding hand of God, which leads us into this way of peace.
看起来好像不是拥有很多。
On the surface, we may not possess much.
但是很奇妙，就是生活都够用。
But miraculously, we always have sufficient.
这个就是恩典。
This is God's grace.
因为有这样的恩典，所以我们就平安。
Because of this grace of God, we can have peace.
不会忧虑。
We don't have to worry.
不会忧虑不是我们拥有很多。
We don't worry not because we own a lot.
是因为我们拥有天父。
But because we have our Heavenly Father.
他的恩典够我们用。
His grace is sufficient for us.
所以这样我们就能够在耶稣里面有平安。
And because of that, we are able to have peace in the Lord Jesus.
圣经里面有很多的例子，主耶稣讲道完就变饼给人吃。
There are many such examples in the Bible. For example, after Jesus delivered a sermon, he multiplied, he fed a great multitude with bread.
以色列在走旷野四十年。
The Israelites were in the wilderness for 40 years.
每一天在外面，神就赐玛拿给他们吃。
Every day, God provided for them manna from heaven.
这不是故事啊，这是真实的。
These were not fairy tales. These were true stories.
因为神看顾他们。
God provided for them.
他们走在神的道路上。
Because they walked in the way of God.
神就照顾他们生活的需要。
God took care of their daily needs.
所以我们就有平安。
Because of that, we can have peace.
但是有时候我们虽然生活的需要有了。
But sometimes even after our daily needs are met.
然后我们肉体也很健康。
And even though our physical bodies may be well.
但是还是没有平安。
Yet,Oftentimes, we may not feel peace.
为什么？
Why?
因为在我们心里的最深处，我们得不到平安。
Because we haven't found peace in the deepest part of our souls.
我们看路加福音第七章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 7.
路加福音的第七章。
Luke chapter 7.
第七章的三十节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 30。
耶稣对那女人说：“你的信救了你，你平平安安回去吧。”啊，对。
Luke chapter 7 verse
50节。
Verse 50。Then he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
这里记载有一个女人来到主耶稣那里。
This is the story of another woman who came to Jesus.
在三十八节开始。
This starts from verse 38.
她在主耶稣背后挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚。
She stood behind, stood at Jesus' feet behind him, weeping, and washed his feet with her tears.
擦干，用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。
She wiped his feet with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil.
那到底什么原因呢？
Why did she do this?
这个女人没有平安啊，因为她哭得很伤心啊。
She felt no peace because from the way she was weeping.
我们看四十七节。
Let's read verse 47.
所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦了，因为他的爱多，那赦免，那赦免少的，他的爱就少。然后四十八节。
48.
于是对那女人说：“你的罪赦了。”我们就发现，这个女人没有平安呐，因为她有罪。
We realize here that she was not having peace because of her sins.
那为什么罪让一个人没有平安？
Why does sin take away the peace in a person?
因为在我们内心里面有良心。
Because a person has a conscience within him.
这个良心就是神造人本性的一部分。
Conscience is part of the being that God made us to be.
所以有时候我们的良心呢，我们做错事情，我们自己的良心不安。
That's why sometimes when we have done something wrong, we feel guilty or conscience stricken.
因此我们就失去了平安。
And that's a reason why we may not have peace.
那这个良心不平安呢，这个是没有办法，要怎么解决呢？
And when your conscience is stricken, what are you supposed to do about it?
因为里面有罪嘛。
This is because you have sin.
那这个罪可能是得罪别人。
This could be an offense against someone.
如果这个女人是结婚的。
Suppose this woman was a married woman.
那她就犯了奸淫，她就得罪她的配偶。
Has sexual immorality with another partner.
那这个罪谁能够拿掉呢？
And this becomes a sin. And how can she take away this sin?
这种良心的自责，有时候一生没有办法解决。
This kind of guilt, a sense of guilt, can never be resolved.
所以为什么很多人没有平安？
That's why many people do not have peace.
因为他的内心有罪。
Because there is sin in their hearts.
这个罪使他失去的平安。
Because of this sin, they are not able to have peace.
那这个要怎么解决？
How can this be addressed or resolved?
我们看这个女人来到耶稣的前面。
Let's look at this woman who came to Jesus.
最后主耶稣说：“你平平安安回去吧。”
Jesus said to her at the end, "Your go in peace."
你的罪得赦免了。
Because your sins are forgiven.
所以我们的良心呢，在主耶稣的宝血之下，它就可以洁净，让我们得到平安。
With the blood of Jesus, our conscience can be cleansed, and we can receive peace.
因此，有时候我们在洗礼起来后，很多人都有这个感觉，觉得非常轻，一身轻。
That's why many people had the experience where after they are baptized, when they come out of the water, they feel that they are so light.
并不是他的体重减少了。
This is not because they lost weight.
圣经说，罪就是担子。
But the Bible tells us that
就是债啊，就是债。
Sin is a burden and is a debt.
你看，如果我们欠债没有平安了。
When you owe someone a debt, you don't feel peace.
我们在用信用卡的时候很快乐。
When you swipe your credit card, it's very easy.
但是账单来了，我们就很忧愁。
But when the bill comes, you're filled with sorrow.
特别是超过我们能够付的范围。
Especially when the bill is beyond what you can pay.
到最后可能会失掉我们的房子。
Because you may forfeit your house.
所以这个就是啊，让我们失去平安。
Because of this, we may not have peace.
那在神面前呢
？In the presence of God，
我们每个人在神的标准下都是有罪。
Under God's standard, we are all sinners.
所以我们的良心呢，在神面前都有亏欠。
That's why our conscience feels does not feel at ease before God.
所以人内心就没有平安了。
And because of that, we don't have peace in our hearts.
但是等我们来信主耶稣。
But when we come to believe in Jesus,
我们在受洗的时候
，when we are baptized,
主耶稣把我们的罪洗干净。
Jesus washes away our sins and makes us clean.
亚当犯罪以后
，after Adam has sinned,
听到神的声音，他就藏起来。
He heard the voice of God and hid himself.
神说你在哪里啊
？God asked him, "Where are you?"
为什么今天你藏起来了
？Why have you hidden yourself?
你是不是吃了我叫你不要吃的善恶果呢
？Have you indeed eaten of the fruit that I told you not to eat?
因为他赤身肉体。
He found himself naked.
他没有平安来见神。
He felt no peace to be in the presence of God.
今天我们来接受主耶稣的救恩。
Today, when we come to receive the grace of the salvation of our Lord Jesus,
每天睡觉以前，我们所有的罪，大大小小，跟主耶稣承认罪，那他赦免我们，我们就很平安睡觉。
Before we go to bed each night, we confess our sins before our Lord Jesus and ask for His forgiveness. Then we can feel at peace and go to sleep in peace.
所以平安从哪里来？
So where does peace come from?
平安从我们的良心不自责。
Peace comes from a conscience that is not stricken.
最后，平安就是我们对环境的改变没有害怕。
Next, peace comes from having no fear about our surrounding.
请看路加福音的第八章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 18.
路加福音的第八章。
Luke chapter 18.
24节
verse 24
第八章
Luke chapter 8 verse 24
门徒来叫醒他说夫子我们丧命了耶稣醒了斥责那风大浪风浪就止住平息了
Luke 8:24 and they came to him and awoke him saying master master we're perishingThen he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm.
这里说耶稣跟门徒上船。
Jesus and his disciples were in a boat.
他们打算渡到湖的那边去。
They were about to come to the other side of the lake.
然后正行的时候，耶稣就睡着了。
And while they were crossing the lake, Jesus fell asleep.
但是忽然起了暴风。
Yet suddenly, there was a storm.
船满了水，将要沉下去，很危险的。
The boat was filled with water, and they were about to sink.
其实这一幅的图画就是我们生活常常发生的。
This picture actually represents what often happens in our lives.
人生有很多不同的风浪。
In our lives, we go through many types of storms.
比方说，忽然间公司被解雇了。
For example, suddenly we are laid off.
这个是风浪。
This could be a storm.
忽然间你去身体检查，哇，有癌症。
Suddenly, you're diagnosed with cancer.
这个也是风浪。
This could be a storm.
忽然间我们事业发生问题。
Suddenly, your career is jeopardized.
忽然间我们的婚姻发生问题。
Suddenly, you have a marital crisis.
任何事情都可能发生。
Any type of these things could happen at any time.
但是很多事情发生的时候，我们才发现我没有办法掌握什么。
And when such things come upon us, we realize how we don't have control over our lives.
所以我们可以想想啊，那个水一直跑进来。
We can imagine how the water kept filling the boat.
所以这些门徒就很害怕。
The disciples were terrified.
因为水一进来，到最后就沉下去，就死了。
Because after a while, the boat would sink and they would perish.
但是在这个船上，我们就发现另外一个人睡得很好睡。
But there was another person on the boat, who was sound asleep.
就是主耶稣。
This was Jesus.
那为什么门徒很害怕主耶稣可以很好的睡呢
？Why was Jesus so sound asleep when the disciples were so terrified?
我们看他醒以后做什么，我们就知道为什么他不怕。
Let's look at what Jesus did after he woke up, and then we'll realize why he wasn't afraid.
24节说，耶稣醒了，斥责狂风，风浪就止住了。
According to verse 24, Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased.
对这个门徒来讲，风浪我怎么有办法控制呢？
To the disciples, the windstorm was something beyond their control.
连水我打进来，我们都没有办法控制啊。
They could not stop the water from filling the boat.
所以这样一直下去，我们死定了。
If that continued, they would be dead for sure.
对主耶稣来说
，But to Jesus,
这个都在他的掌管之下。
All of these were under his control.
所以他可以睡觉。
That's why he was able to sleep.
那如果主耶稣可以睡觉
，If Jesus was able to sleep,
表示这个船不会沉下去的。
It means that the boat would not sink.
那这些门徒就是对主耶稣的信心不够。
But the disciples lacked faith in Jesus.
25节，耶稣对他们说：“你的信心在哪里呢？”
Verse 25, Jesus said to them, "Where is your faith?"
所以今天我们没有办法控制环境会不会改变。
Today we're not able to control our circumstances.
但是如果神跟我们同在
，But if God is with us,
我们就不怕。
We have no fear.
这个就是平安。
This is peace.
所以大卫做了一个诗篇。
That's why David wrote a psalm.
说我虽然行过死荫的幽谷
，Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death，
死亡好像阴影随时笼罩着
，Death can be like a shadow that overcasts。
但是我不怕
，Yet I shall no fear no evil。
这个就是平安
，This is peace。
为什么
？Why？
因为神与我同在
，Because God is with me。
那大卫讲这个不是讲理论
，David wasn't just talking about a theory。
他从小的时候去牧羊
，He was a shepherd boy。
好几次这个狮子来
，Many a times the lion would come，
把狼抓，把他的羊抓着
，It snatched away a lamb。
大卫追上去把他打，让他羊把他抢回来。
David would go after the lion and snatch back the lamb，
而且把这个狮子都打死了
，and kill the lion。
那是因为神跟他同在
，because the Lord was with him。
不然他就被狮子吃掉了。
Otherwise, he would have been eaten by the lion.
所以他有这个体验，他就不怕。
He had the experience. That's why he wasn't afraid.
如果有神同在，狮子也不怕。
If God is with us, we do not fear even the lion.
那以后这个大卫啊，被另一个王扫罗在追。
Later on in his life, David had to flee for his life from Saul the pursuer.
好几次，差不多快死了。
Many a times he was on the verge of death.
但是神没有把大卫交给扫罗，扫罗就是抓不到他。
But because the Lord did not hand David over to Saul, Saul simply could not catch David.
所以，如果神在掌管一切
，So if God is in control of everything,
那神与我们同在
，He is with us，
我们就不怕了。
Then we have no fear.
这个就是平安。
That is peace.
所以信耶稣以后，我们遇到大大小小的风浪。
So after we believe in Jesus, we may go through many storms in life, both great and small.
我们一直求神与我们同在。
We constantly ask God to be with us.
求神赐给我们信心。
We ask God to give us faith.
当我们信心一直在增加
，and our faith will increase.
我们就发现我们不怕。
We will realize that we have no fear.
为什么
？Why？
因为神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
所以信耶稣有平安。
Therefore, believing in Jesus means peace.
肉体的平安。
Peace in our physical bodies.
对生活，主耶稣照顾，我们不需要忧虑的平安。
Peace that comes from knowing that Jesus provides for our livelihood and that we have no worries.
主耶稣要解决我们罪得赦免的平安，良心的平安。
The peace that comes from Jesus' forgiveness of our sins.
最后，主耶稣要在我们生活当中与我们同在。
And lastly, the peace that comes from the constant presence of Jesus in our lives.
他给我们智慧，他给我们能力来面对我们生活的困难。
He gives us wisdom and strength to face each day's problems.
所以我们不怕。
That's why we are not afraid.
这个平安太宝贵了。
How precious is this peace?
所以我们每个人都需要耶稣。
All of us therefore need Jesus.
因为信与不信确实差别太大。
Because there is indeed a world of difference between believing in Jesus and not believing in Him.
这是他给我们最好的礼物。
This is the greatest, the best gift that Jesus gives to us.
我们来唱诗。
Let us now sing a hymn.